Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
The great thing about high-ticket dropshipping is that you can be profitable almost from the start, right? Because you don't have a lot of overheads. Yep, you've got your marketing spend. You've got a few little subscriptions and things like that, like Shopify and, you know, your emails and your phone number and things like this. But it's just you in the business. You don't have staff to pay in the beginning. So you don't have many overheads. So
welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast. And today we're answering the question, how long does it take to be profitable? I think you listening to this, if you haven't started a business, you'd like to be profitable on day one. And we all would as business owners. And some businesses are that way. Most of them have a period of time where you need to have some time in the market. You need to learn some skills. You need to work on a bunch of things, get your website to a place where it can be consistently profitable. But is there a moment in time, is there something we say inside of Dropship Breakthrough, inside of our course, John, where we say you can expect this amount of time, or is it hard to, you know, give a hard and fast line there that you're going to be profitable in this amount of time?
Look, I mean, it is a little bit hard and fast to say exactly at what point you're going to be profitable. Like, definitely there are people who go through the course, build a business, and they're profitable in their first month. You know, they make some sales and they're profitable sales. And at the end of the month, they do all their numbers and they're profitable. There are other people who break even, you know, their first month or so, and then they become profitable after that. And look, there are some people who, you know, they're a bit behind the first few months and they become profitable down the track a bit further. So there is a wide variation, I think, in what you could expect. But, you know, certainly what I would say about high ticket dropshipping is that the path to profitability is much shorter than the average business experience. Like, I mean, if you go out and start many traditional businesses, you're going to spend a bunch of money up front to start that business. Like, you go out and start a cafe or a restaurant or, you know, something where you've got to hold stock that you're going to sell. You're going to have a big cash injection up front, maybe 100K, maybe 50K, something like that. And you're not actually profitable until you've made that back, because particularly if you had to borrow that, you've got to pay that money back, right? The great thing about high ticket dropshipping is that you can be profitable almost from the start, right? Because you don't have a lot of overheads. Yep, you've got your marketing spend. You've got a few little subscriptions and things like that, like Shopify and, you know, your emails and your phone number and things like this. But it's just you in the business. You don't have staff to pay in the beginning. So you don't have many overheads. So, and because we're selling high ticket products that have, like, in dollar terms, a larger profit margin, you know, you can sell a high ticket product and have like $1,000 gross profit. It's easy to sell that product relatively and still be profitable after the sale, which is, I think, a nice way that high ticket dropshipping compares to, say, low ticket dropshipping, where in dollar terms, you don't make much per sale. So you've got to make a large amount of sales, which on the day you start, it's hard to do that quickly, because to make lots of volume of sales, you have to get really good at marketing, let's be honest. And in the beginning, you're not really good at marketing. That takes some time. But with high ticket dropshipping, you make 5-10 sales, that's all a month, and you can actually have a decent little amount of profit sitting there at the end of the month. Right now, we're at our Dropship Breakthrough Live event in Salt Lake City, and we'd like to see you at our next live events next year. To do that, to get there, you need to start building and launching your own high-ticket dropshipping business. And in celebration of our current live event, we've got a special promotion running now on Dropship Breakthrough membership, where you can come and learn how to build, launch, and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business with the support of myself and Ben and our huge community of successful high-ticket dropshippers. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/SLC to find one of our best deals of the year, where you can get in, you can start building your own high ticket dropshipping business today, and hopefully we'll see you next year at our next live event.
I try to tell people early on that if you're breaking even, you're winning, because the truth is you have no experience, you have no reviews on your site. And you likely have, honestly, a pretty terrible website in the beginning. You might follow our course, which is great, where we really help you get to a good place. But you have to learn your audience. You have to learn what they're searching to get your ads into a better place to get the right traffic to you. You have to learn what's going to help them convert. You have to learn how your offer looks in the marketplace. There might be another site that looks just like yours and has a way better offer. And that's why people are coming to you and not purchasing. And so you're going to learn this over time. You're going to learn this from talking to your customers. You're going to learn this from the, you know, the few sales that you do make early on. And if you can break even on that while learning, you're winning. Like, truly, I think you're winning in that fashion. And you can see that in our show off channel. So we have a private Slack membership for our students that you can pay to be part of when you've taken our course. And we have a channel called Show Off. And you'll often see in that show off, people say, hey, I hit $1 million like Rob did today. Congratulations, Rob. Or Bill, on a previous podcast, we mentioned that he did some crazy numbers in his first couple of years. And we've had some people, get to 8 figures. But it's never like they jumped there out of the gates, right? It's usually this slow crawl, like slowly, and then everything all at once is typically how a business like this looks. It's not a linear path usually, because there's so much to learn. There's so much to do. And so the longer view you can take here, the better off you're going to be. So if you're coming into this saying, if I'm not profitable in month one, dropshipping is a scam, I need to get out of this, you're going to fail. Like, that's just the way it is. But if you can take a long view and say, okay, I'm going to do this for 1 year, and then I'm going to look back and see where I am 1 year from now, odds are you're going to be in a much different place and, you know, probably pretty thrilled with where that year ended up versus where month one, two, three, or four ended up.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And look, I think it's an interesting question. I get why people ask it. I love what you said about breaking even, because making sales and breaking even is a massive win. Like, and you shouldn't overlook that, right? Like, people will say, oh, that doesn't sound very exciting. Like, why would I want to run a business and break even? I mean, that's not what you want to do in the longer term. But, like, actually getting a business built, set up, and if you're looking to get started, you can do that this month. Like, that's a hard time frame that I can say, see, most people do, right? You could, in the next month, have a business up and running, launched, and in a position to make sales for sure. If you broke even for the first month or two, like, that's such a huge win. Like, so many people who want to get into business can't even get something up and running, let alone making sales, and not like losing money. Breaking even is fantastic, because to go from break even to profitable is not that hard compared to being at zero, having no business, making no sales, and getting something up and running and making sales. That's a much bigger jump. So if you make that jump, you've put yourself way ahead of everybody else. And that's a big thing. Right. And I think that in and of itself should be celebrated if people are able to get to that point, because you've taken action way more than the average person is going to go from break even to 10% net profit to 15% net profit. That's a series of tweaks and, you know, things that you're going to make in your business to keep doing that. And that's a bit easier. And, you know, I'd kind of challenge people who are thinking that. I mean, if you're thinking that question out of just interest, fair enough, fair play. I mean, it's an interesting question to think about. If you're thinking it because you're like, well, I'm not going to do it unless I can be profitable in this amount of time, which is a reason why people, a thought process that people do have, I'd challenge you. I'd say, why does it matter? Like, why does it matter when you're profitable? Like, ask yourself that question, why does it matter? Because if you're thinking that because you're like, well, I'm in a position of deep pain financially and I need to get out of that in X amount of time, business is unlikely to do that for you. Like, this is not the solution to that problem. You know, there are probably other solutions to that problem available to you in your life and things that you could do, but like, you shouldn't get into business because I need to be put $10,000 in my bank account by next month. You know, it's not really how it works generally in most people's experience. And so that's likely to set you up for disappointment. But, you know, ask yourself the question, does it matter? You're building something valuable. You're building something good. When you hit profitability is by no means a measure of how well you're going to do over time.
It's an interesting question. I'm racking my brain for how did I feel, right? I've shared my numbers before on this podcast of what it looked like for me in the beginning on the3dprinterguy.com. And it was, you know, made a couple $100, broke even, lost $50, made $500, made $1,000. And I think early on, I talked so much shit. I don't like when I do something, I'm fucking going. So I'm getting out of this place. I was talking shit at Walmart of how I'm not going to be here anymore. I'm going to go build this e-commerce business I've been hearing about. I was telling my family. And for sure, in that first couple months, the words people would say, how's that cute little business going, right? And I broke even. Like, that's hard to say, right? That's really hard to like back up your words. But I think it's how you frame this. If you come into this talking a bunch of shit like your boy BK did to, you know, his fellow warehouse workers who are still fucking there, by the way. But if you're talking that, like, you got to be able to say, hey, I'm playing this game for a year. If you come into it and say, in a couple months, if I'm not there, those voices, which, you know, your family and your friends, they're going to talk shit to you and try to bring you back down. If that's going to overtake you in the first couple months, you know, that's a bad frame to start with. If you come into a frame of like, you know, talk to me into a year. I'll give you a good example. My brother, every time Bitcoin does this, he likes to text me and be like, how's that cute little Bitcoin doing? And I'll be like, you know, talk to me in 2030. Like, that's how I feel about it, right? And so can you do the same thing in your business? If it's those voices you're worried about and they go, how's that cute little business doing? Smile and say, it's doing great. Like, I'm on the right path. You know, talk to me in a year. Because the odds are, again, you're not going to get out of your financial pain in a month. You're not going to get out of your job in a month. It's going to take time and it's going to take effort. You know, shouting back to Rob, he hit $1 million and he's been working a 9-to-5 this entire time, right? Like, it's going to take time for you to have to put in the hours and do the work. And if you can frame it right and know that it's not going to be a short game, it's going to be a long game. In fact, hopefully it's a forever game that you want to play forever. You're going to win. You're going to be a winner if you could just shift that frame of reference.
Yeah, man. Like, I think it's totally a cool thing. It's a cool question to ask, and it's all about how you're framing that question, though. Like, I totally get people being like, well, I want to get into business and my goals are this. I want to be able to quit my job. I want to be able to spend more time with my family. I want to be able to buy a house. I want to be able to buy a new car, like whatever your measures of success are. And so you're thinking that when you're getting into business. And I think back to when I started, that's kind of what I was thinking. Like, I want to build a business so that I can have the options to do X, Y, and Z. And so part of the question of when you're going to be able to do that is, when are you going to be profitable? How long is it going to take you to make this much money, et cetera, et cetera. I think that's a fun thing to think about. And I don't think there's any harm in thinking about it. I think where the harm comes in is if you then attach that, though, to like, I have to do X in X time frame or else the business doesn't work, or else dropshipping is a scam, or else I'm failing. Or else, I think that is a very unhelpful way of looking at it. Because before you start, there are just so many variables and unknowns that it's extremely unfair to judge yourself on that, right? And to create that expectation of yourself, which you may hit, but you also may not hit. And not hitting it, there are many other markers of success in business aside from hitting X amount of profit. And I think it's really easy to lose sight of those. And you probably don't even know what those are when you haven't even been in business before anyway. So, that, you know, that's the connection I would make with it. Have fun asking the question, but, you know, don't judge yourself harshly by it.
But, like, you know, how long does it take to be profitable? I can't tell you how long it's going to take you to be profitable in your business. I can tell you one thing for certain: when you're sitting there and not doing anything, that's when you're 100% not going to be profitable. So I know there's people listening to this. I know there's people watching this right now who haven't even started because they're worried about shit like this. Just go start. Just go start the business, spend a little bit of money, make some mistakes, fall on your face, learn from your customers. And I promise you, when you make that first cha-ching, it's going to change the way you think about everything. And then you'll be like, oh, I see a path to profitability. I see a path to making these sales meaningful. And again, we're in high ticket dropshipping, where you could have, as John said, huge margins. Sell a $3,000 product, you might make $1,000 versus selling a, you know, $3 widget or a $30 widget on AliExpress and making $3. Your opportunity to learn, your opportunity to actually make profit with less sales here is, it's hard to pass up. And that's why we love this business model, right? So get off your ass. I know we're running a sale right now. I don't know the URL because we're recording this early. It's probably /SLC. Start your business. Get started today. Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for The Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out The Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.